here, and it lets you save.
Look here.
True form life.
Green look.
Welcome to Exploring Mind and Body with Drew Tadia. Drew is an expert in nutrition, fitness, lifestyle, and more. And he wants to help you live a healthier, longer, and more active life. Now here's your host, Drew Tadia.
Welcome to another edition of nationally syndicated Exploring Mind and Body. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for being here and being a part of our True Form Life community, whether you're listening on terrestrial radio or as a podcast around the world. We certainly wouldn't be here without you. Now, it is my absolute pleasure to bring to you another fantastic interview by way of Udo Erasmus. Udo is an absolute pioneer in the health and wellness space. After being pesticide poisoned in 1980, he created the machinery for extracting flax and omega oils. They're sold in Whole Foods and health food stores worldwide. Now today, Udo and I are going to be talking about his book called Total Sexy Health, and he gives a number of different tips. There's actually 8 steps. And we're going to cover each one of them throughout the interview. An incredible interview. Udo is such an incredible, genuine man. He gave us so much time throughout the interview. I asked a number of questions. He's been interviewed over 3,000 times, if you could imagine. And I'm so grateful he took the time to come and join us here on Exploring Mind and Body. He even took some time off air and offered me some business advice, which I also appreciate so much as well. So many takeaways here from Udo. He really believes in holistic health from the very core, from the inside out. He's going to talk about internal awareness, life energy, inspiration, food and fitness, survival, social groups, nature, and the big picture. There's so many tips and takeaways. I know you're going to love this interview. So sit back and enjoy. We got all that coming up on...
This is Exploring Mind and Body. Naturally improve your lifestyle one show at a time with your host, Drew Tadia.
Thanks for joining me on the for an interview. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fun. I enjoy doing them.
Awesome. I heard about your oils years ago. I used them and, we have our own, some of our own supplements. So they've been in health, a number of different health products. So we always see your stuff and, it's pretty cool to have you on the show.
Cool. Yeah. I do something broader than oils these days too. I wrote a book called The Book on Total Sexy Health, The 8 Key Parts Designed by Nature. And the reason I wrote it was, I was working in health and I would notice that people wouldn't do all the, they wouldn't put the good information I gave them into practice. And I started thinking, well, why is that? And I realized that people, if people are not inspired, they won't make changes because they're in mental ruts and it's too much effort to get out of those mental ruts. Inspiration gets you out of those ruts.
What is the inspiration? There's a lot of people struggle with inspiration. This is step 3 for you. It's expression of life energy. How do we find this inspiration to wake us up and inspire our day?
Again, you find it in the stillness. See, what we tend to do, and most of our motivational things that we do, they say do more and they try to pump you up. But that pump up doesn't last very long. You are actually inspired by nature if you get in touch with your nature. And in that place is a very powerful passion, calm passion, not compassion, but that too, but calm, like a calm, quiet, persistent passion to live in line with nature, to do what needs to be done, to feel taken care of. And because you feel taken care of, it's not about you anymore. It's not about you getting taken care of. So at that point, you go from being a getter to being a giver. And the only thing left to do when you're taken care of is, where can I help? You know, where can I help make it better for everybody else? Because the life that takes care of you is unconditional love for your body. Takes perfect care of you. And when you experience that perfect care because you get in touch with it, it changes how you live into the world. It changes your state of being, and your state of being actually creates your world. You know, if you're in a state of being of anger, so actually it's a state of emotion, but if you're in a state of anger, then you see danger everywhere. If you live in a state of fear, you see danger. If you live in anger, you see enemies everywhere. If you live in a state of fear, you see danger everywhere. If you live in a state of stealing, then you're only going to focus on the places where you think you could steal something. So it defines not only your perception, but then it also creates your world. Because if you steal and people figure out, oh, this guy's a thief, then they will not want to spend time with you, and you'll end up just hanging out with other thieves.
So right? I imagine that's where your environment comes in. Or your social group?
Well, your social group affects you and will try to get you to conform and try to get you to serve a group agenda. If you're not in touch with your independence, it's called, you know, independent doesn't mean I'm not dependent on you. Independence means I am dependent on what's within me. That's called independence, right? We think of it different. We think of it externally, but it's actually internal. So when you're solid in your independence, then it's much harder for the group to push and pull you around.
So maybe being more secure with your own being, then you can be more stronger and you won't waver back and forth to other environments that you're in?
Yeah. And then you can bring your uniqueness and your talents into the group, because the group will often not allow you to express your talents, even though it would be good for the group, because they are more interested in conformity, right? You know, you all salute the flag and you all say the same things, you know, the true north, strong and free. You know, you all go on stupid wars that old rich men start, and you don't stand up and say, wait a minute, this is stupid. Wait a minute, this is not the way we become strong, by beating other people up. Right?
So how do we find that?
You have to be secure in yourself. And in order to have to be secure in yourself, you have to know yourself. And in order to know yourself, you have to be present in your own inner being.
So tell me about food, fitness, detox is one of your steps here that you mentioned previously.
Yeah. Well, you know, the body's made out of food, water, air, and light. You know, life created health in nature. So everything that makes the body came from nature. So drugs were not part of that deal. There's nobody on this planet who is sick because they're suffering from a drug deficiency, like a pharmaceutical drug deficiency, right? We get sick from getting out of line with nature and our nature. That's true for mental illness. That's also true for physical illness. And so what does it look like to live in line with nature as far as your body is concerned? Well, food, water, air, and light. Sunlight is good. Water needs to be fresh and clean. Air needs to be fresh and clean. Food needs to be fresh and clean. And nature's mandate for every creature on the planet was fresh, whole, raw, organic, because before pesticides, everything was organic, right? And mostly plant-based for humans, because there was a time when we were mostly plant-based. And the research is very clear now. If you want the longest life and the best health, you do that on a whole food plant-based diet plus a B12 supplement. And in the old days, when they ate meat, maybe they ate it 3-4 times a year on special occasions. But most of the time, they ate plant-based foods, but not refined plant-based foods, but fresh plant-based foods.
So why do you think it's so challenging for people now to, like, I eat plant-based, for example, and mm-hmm. I get all kinds of questions, even though it seems to me like we have the research and we have the knowledge, but people are still like, what do you mean? You don't eat meat very often. Where do you think that comes from?
Well, if you get, you know, if you look at the research, you'll come to the conclusion you've come to. If you listen to the advertising in the marketplace, because you're really not, you're letting it come to you instead of you digging it out yourself. That's like for lazy people. Right? No, it's seriously, it's a form of laziness.
Right? Yeah, I suppose
so, it's. And then, so then you listen to everything everybody tells you, and everybody's got an agenda. So they're telling you what they need to serve their agenda, not to serve you. And then you just hope that they're telling the truth because you don't want to make the effort to find out for yourself what is actually true, independent of what the marketplace tells you.
I couldn't be more excited to share with you our brand new magnesium supplement called TriMag. Now we've put together three different forms of magnesium. We also have potassium in there as well. This is a top quality magnesium supplement in liquid form. It's 95% absorbable, which is much different than 5% coming from a powder or pill. So look for a magnesium supplement with clean ingredients like a TriMag. If you want more details, head over to trueformlife.com/TriMag magnesium supplement. This will help you improve your sleep. It helps muscle recovery and soreness. It helps mood, digestion, and it'll give you a natural boost of energy as well without the crash. So check out more details at trueformlife.com/TriMag magnesium supplement.
Yeah, I suppose it's easier just to listen to instead of doing your own research.
Yeah, that's why I say it's a form of laziness.
Yeah, for sure. There's so much out there. There's so many advertisements thrown your way. I think it's challenging to avoid that stuff sometimes.
Yeah, and then they say, oh, yeah, but you got to have meat to be strong. You know what? You get more energy and you get more stable energy from eating plants than you get from eating meat or eggs or dairy products for that matter.
So how often do you eat meat?
Very rare. When my son is a hunter, when he comes home with wild meat, I eat a little bit. You know, and occasionally I will, just because I don't make a fuss about it. You know, I'm not a fanatic. I have my own habits. I never have meat in my house.
How did the meat taste?
How's the taste? Yeah. Well, meat tastes bland. Meat has always tasted bland. And people say, oh, I love the taste of meat. No, you don't. Because to make the meat taste like something, you put vegetables on it. Right? You put on
barbecue sauce.
Like rosemary or pepper or, maybe something hot, cayenne or onions, you know. And why is that? Because all the flavors are in the plants. Every flavor, bitter, sour, you know, sweet, every flavor in nature comes mostly from plants. And then we add plants to it. And we used to, you know, when I was a kid, we used to not fry steaks. We would actually boil them in water. We would cut them in cubes, throw them in a stew with the spices and the vegetables. It tasted okay. But meat by itself doesn't taste that good. And some people say to me when I talk like this, they say, yeah, but I love the taste of burnt meat. No, you don't. Well, seriously, because if you scrape that crap off of the steak and you get a tablespoonful of this burnt meat crap, and you eat it, it squeaks between your teeth like chalk on a blackboard. It's acrid, it's bitter, and it tastes disgusting. But what happens, this is again a form of laziness, like not thinking for ourselves. We get it with mother love. You know, mom got taught how to fry. Because 100 years ago, there wasn't a big oil industry, so most people cooked food in water. So then the oil industry came in and they said, man, they cook their food in water. If we could get them to use oil for frying, do you know how much oil we could sell? And then you fry it and then you throw out the oil, right? So every day you go through a bunch of oil. So they said, oh, yes, it's, you know, burnt food tastes good. And, you know, it's so much more easier and it's quicker and, you know, you're really busy. And then they created the advertising, bamboozled our parents or grandparents into adopting a habit. And in those days, people were pretty naive and they used to say, well, the industry would never tell us to do something that wasn't good for us. You know, so then what happened? Mom started frying foods and the kid got the fried foods with mother love. So I say to them, keep the mother love, very profound gift, mother love, but separated from the bad habit that she was bamboozled to adopt by an industry that was not interested in health, but interest or love, but interested only in money. And my recommendation to people is, if you're frying, head in the direction of cooking in water. And if you're cooking in water, head in the direction of not cooking at all. Unless your food is contaminated, in which case you need to boil them in water to kill the microbes. But if your food is contaminated, you probably should not be eating it. And most people who hear this podcast are not in a position where they have to eat contaminated food.
So you mentioned fitness as well in one of your suggestions here. What does that look like for you?
Well, the body was made for activity. If there's nothing to do, you don't need a body, right? Physical activity on a physical plane. Then you could be just you could be just a disembodied spirit floating around in the ethers. There's nothing to do. So because the body was made for activity, if you're not active, your body falls apart, no matter how well you eat. And I think the guy who proved it to me was a guy by the name of Jim Fix. He was a runner. And he said, oh, it doesn't matter what you eat as long as you exercise. And then he died of a massive heart attack when he was 52. That pretty much put the lid on that notion, right? And so what do? Well, anything that's active. If you walk an hour a day, that's good. If you do it in nature, that's better. You know, if you have a trampoline, that's good. I have one of those. If you have a chinning bar in one of your door frame, I use that.
Sometimes. You do chin-ups?
I do. Chin-ups and stretches and all of that, using it. It's very good.
Awesome. You know,
and I'm not trying to become a muscular specimen. I find that if I don't do activity, I don't feel good after a while. And I do it basically to keep body and soul together, because doing something is important. Now, in the old days, everybody worked in the fields. They walked and they turned the soil over with spades, shovels and stuff. They weeded by hand. You know, there was a time, wasn't that long ago, 10,000 years ago. We've been here for 200,000 years or 300,000 years. And all but the last 10,000 years, we didn't have agriculture. We were physically very active. And agriculture made life easier, and we started getting more degenerative diseases, which come either from the processing that we became good at, where we take essential nutrients out of the foods and add toxins. And everything's about convenience. But, you know, if I tell people, you know, every time you hear the word convenience, run like hell, because convenience will break you down and challenge will build you. And doing exercise is a challenge. So if there's nothing to do that you need to do, then do something anyway. And that's called exercise.
You mentioned nature a couple of times. I see it's in one of your tips here as well, or one of your steps. Yeah. Getting out in nature, breathing fresh air, seeing new sights.
Yeah. You know, in the city, when in building cities, we've become very out of line with nature. And depends on what city you are. You know, the cities are hotter than the woods. You know, if you're sitting in the sun and it's really hot and you just walk into the shade of a tree, all of a sudden you feel pretty cool. The trees create and moderate climate. They keep winters warmer and summers cooler. In the deserts where you don't have the trees, that's why it gets so bloody hot in summer. That's why California is getting so dry and so hot and having so many fires. And basically what's happening in California, the state is becoming deserted. Let me get that right. Desertificated. That's not the right word. But it's turning into a desert, right? Because it gets too hot and then everything becomes burnable. Then you get fires. So you create more desert, right? And we're doing that because in the past 10,000 years, there used to be 10 trillion trees on the planet. There are now 2.5 trillion. So we've knocked down 75% of the trees on the planet. And that's changed the climate. And the best solution, other than not burning fossil fuels and creating carbon dioxide, so doing water power or solar or wind power, contrary to what some people in governments say, not pointing any fingers, of course. contrary to what they say, burning fossil fuels keeps carbon dioxide in the air, makes everything more acidic, and makes the climate hotter and gets you more storms, gets you more floods. I mean, gets you more disorganization of weather patterns. And the second one is, so this first solution is get electric cars where the batteries are not charged by fossil fuels, coal, oil, gas. And the second is plant trees. If every man, woman, and child alive today planted 1,000 trees, we would have our 10 trillion trees back. 1,000 trees.
Udo, let's wrap things up here with this, your last step here of the big picture.
Yeah. Well, the big picture is just you live in an infinite universe and you're a very small body. You're not the body because you're actually the energy. You're the life in the body. And beyond that, you're the awareness. And to feel comfortable living a temporary physical existence in an infinite universe, because you're actually in touch with the infinite in you and with the energy in you and with the compassion in you.
I just want to mention Complete Truth Protein here once again before I let you go. This is a protein supplement we designed ourselves, made with quinoa and hemp seeds, also maca and stevia. We have two different types of products. They both have tons of health benefits. You can bake the original bag, you can bake with. It's perfect for gluten-free flour if you're celiac or gluten intolerant. We have tons of recipes on trueformlife.com, which include raw protein balls. People absolutely love these ones. We have pancakes, cookies, muffins, all healthy, all clean ingredients. Dorothy puts these together for us on a weekly basis. So if you head over to trueformlife.com, head over to the recipe section. We have all kinds of recipes on how you can use Complete Truth Protein. It's also a vegan and raw product. So if you have any intolerances or if you have any issues with digestion, this will definitely help you out. Once again, that's trueformlife.com/Complete Truth Protein.
TrueFormLife.
And then acceptance was one of the points that you wrote down.
And the acceptance of that makes your life easier. You know, because sometimes, you know, when you think about it, people are afraid of dying. Why? You're going to die anyway. So why not live in joy and die anyway instead of living in fear? You have a temporary existence. You can make that existence spectacular, beautiful, inspired, magnificent. Or you can whine about the fact that one day your body's going to check out. So, you know, I would rather fly and crash than lie down and crash anyway.
And the last question I'm going to ask you here for my own purpose, maybe. I'm interested to know how you came up with the title of your book called Total Sexy Health.
Oh, yeah. The book on Total Sexy Health. You know, it's interesting. I was going through this because everything affects health, and I wanted to. When I was 6 years old, I came out of the war, and people were arguing, and they were arguing about stupid things. And I said to myself, "Gee, there must be a way that people can live in harmony, and I'm going to find out how." And that's been my driver. And this book came out of that. It took 69 years to write it. I didn't know that was going to be the title, but it was about how do you live a life in harmony with yourself and the world you live in. And it's not complicated. You just have to be more fully present in your own life. So it's not that complicated. And then we were talking about titles, and the guy who was – I was working with the guy who did some editing with me. He said, "You should call it The Book on Total Sexy Health." And I said to him, "No, I can't do that. I don't know anything about sexy." And then I started thinking about it and realized, no, I know a lot about sexy. Everybody does. But the reason for using the word sexy is the power word. Sexy is the power word, the secular power word in the world. And everybody, if you see advertising, everybody uses sexy to sell everything. And I thought it's about time that somebody used sexy to sell people on themselves.
Yes, I love that. And where can we find the book, or where can our listeners find out more details about yourself and your book?
Yeah, the book is on Amazon and Kindle. It's self-published. that's the only two places where you can get it. I guess bookstores can bring it in and they'll charge you more. I think it costs about $25. So, and my website, I have two websites. One is the product website. It's Udo's Choice, U-D-O-S Choice, udoschoice.com. And there's the oil, the enzymes, probiotics, greens, fiber that I work with. And then the other website is udoerasmus.com or theudo.com, U-D-O. And on that, we're building a platform for teaching courses, and we're just in the process of building that. But there's a lot of really cool stuff there. One of them is mental health, total mental health. And that's a course for that a lot of people are listening to. It's based on interviews I did with people, and I think it costs $7. So it's really cheap. You can join a membership site, and I have a course there. We're just building it because I'm in a transition going from fats and the physical part of health to actually working with all of health, because it's a big topic, and my two missions in life are to turn health into a systematically organized, consumer-friendly, teachable field, and to do the same thing with human nature. And the two are actually pretty much the same. So that's what that's the new project. It's a huge project. I call it my $88 trillion project.
Awesome, Udo. Thank you so much for joining us today on Exploring Mind and Body. We so much appreciate your time and expertise.
Thanks, Drew. True form
life. All right, that's going to wrap things up for this edition of Exploring Mind and Body. As always, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for sticking around till the end and being a part of our True Form Life community. That was an incredible interview. My gosh, Udo has so much knowledge, so much to share. In the interview, you heard him talk about how he's 77 years old, and he doesn't sound like he's slowing down at all. He's built multiple million-dollar businesses, all directed towards improving health. And I got to tell you, he's someone that I aspire to, being in the health industry, trying to help and shape and form and improve other people's health and lives as well. He's done so many incredible things for this world and planet. And I got to tell you, I hope when I'm 77, I can talk about half the things he does. Really from the inside out, that holistic approach, taking it step by step, environment, inspiration, life energy, internal awareness. My gosh, you know what was something interesting that I'm sure he doesn't mind me sharing with you? When we talked about business advice, he talked about the more people that you can help, the more money that you can make. So, but it's not about money, is what he explained, is that if your intention is to make as much money as possible, you're going to fail. He talks about starting with giving and offering value and being a contributing member of society. And that's how you begin to create a successful business. It's all about helping other people. And I love that so much. And I wanted to share that with you so I could express what kind of individual this person is. And I'm sure you heard him in the past or in the future. Maybe if this is the first time you get a chance to hear, I'm grateful and proud and honored that I'm the first person that shared Udo's thoughts and words with you. And I actually told him at the end of the show, I said, is there anything I can do for you? And he said, you're doing it. He says, you're an amplifier. He said, I'm a person that focuses on putting together quality content and quality information. And I need people like you that can amplify my message and share it with people around the world. So thank you for doing that for me. And that meant so much to me because we put in a lot of time and effort into all the years we've been on air and as a podcast around the world. And just to be recognized by someone like Udo really meant a lot. So I hope you enjoyed this interview, and I hope you check out more of Udo's work now or in the future. More details are going up on exploringmindandbody.com. That's where you can go and check out all past shows. We also have more details at trueformlife.com. This is where we do more stress detox kind of work. We do meal plans, recipes, grocery shopping lists, at-home workouts. We also have our products listed up there. TriMag, our magnesium supplement, and Complete Truth Protein as well being a couple of our main products that we work with. So if you need any help at all, shoot us a message. We're all over social media, and we're also very personal. So we're the ones answering you if you have any questions or if you need some help with anything moving forward. Once again, thank you so much for being here. That's it. That's all I got. I'm out of here. As always, I'm your host, Drew Taddea, in health and fitness for a better world. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Tadia, fitness expert. To find out more about the show, Drew Tadia, or to listen to past shows, visit exploringmindandbody.com.